The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
Thanks a million, John. Text coming in here. There is a lot of love in the house for the Hothouse Flowers. Catherine, wow, this brilliant song takes me back. Scrags Alley in Carlow. Best band in the best bar in the best town. They're still as good as ever and rocking it. Tom says, love the Hothouse Flowers. Love their song Stand Beside Me. And Noel in Cork said, the best gig I was ever at was when the Hothouse Flowers played in Thomastown with singer John Martin. Two absolute legends. There you go. And we will be hearing from the lads a little later on. It is Friday. Arthur is in studio with us because we're about to start email bag. But before we do, Arthur, you heard me interview Sir Tom Jones yesterday.
Sir Tom Jones. Yes.
And it brought a little memory back.
Yeah, because I interviewed him in the 60s backstage at the London Palladium. And I didn't know anybody in London at all. So I never even thought about you had to go through an agent or a publicist or somebody like that before you could see the stars of the London Palladium. Yeah. So I just went, knocked on the door, the stage door, and asked the stage door fellow, could he get Tom Jones for me? And there came this character in a silk dressing gown that barely covered his knees as if he'd gone out of the bath.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else there.
No, and he invited me into his dressing room. And
oh, you can stop the story there.
No. Oh, there was nothing. Oh, it's your filthy mind.
Roll VG, it's time for email bag.
Ye gods.
Hello, email baggers. Welcome to this weekly wander through the travails of telly and the mediocrity of the media. From Joe Duffy to Keith Duffy, prime time to expose, whatever grinds your gears in the televisual medium, don't suffer in silence. Instead, emailbag at rte.ie is the place to go to air your grievances. Just tell Uncle Arthur about all those old bloopers and they'll be named and shamed on national radio. It's great to see Catherine Thomas giving her two puppies an airing on radio today. Thank God for Facebook Live, that's all I'll say. And if your complaint is read out by the embittered email bag players, a Ray D'Arcy show mug will be yours to use and abuse just as soon as Customs and Excise release the goddamn box. I'll pay the duty, I promise. But enough about me. First up is Mr. Kelly in Limerick, who's hoping to jog memories.
Dear Arthur, I was wondering if you could answer a question that has been bothering me for some time now. A couple of years ago, RTE did a programme, I'm sure, about Irish kids TV. Of course, Bosco featured heavily, and the clip they played showed a certain Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger visiting the studio, having recently won the Mr. Universe title. One of the Bosco presenters was interviewing him, though I can't remember who. Did this actually happen? Am I here? The public needs to know. Yours sincerely, Mr. Kelly, Limerick.
Whatever substances you're on, Mr. Kelly, I need some. I can't find any evidence of Bosco and Arnold Schwarzenegger together. If Bosco is listening to, well, let me know. Next up is B in Mayo, who's a little on the pedantic side. And he sounds like my house.
Hi, Arthur. I heard on Saturday Sport on Saturday 10th of June at approximately 2:15 p.m, Martin Kiley was commentating on a camogie game. Martin referred to humidity as 17 degrees. Temperature and humidity are not the same thing. Humidity is a moisture percentage irrespective of temperature. B in Mayo.
Thanks for that, B in Mayo. The game mustn't have been that exciting if you let your mind wander to the difference between humidity and moisture. Anywho, a Ray D'Arcy Show mug is winging its way to you. Finally, Bob has a bone to pick with Brady's Ham.
Hi, Arthur. There's an advert for Brady's Ham on telly at the moment where it begins with an Irish dancer prancing about in the house extolling the virtues of the 100% Irish ham. He then wraps an Irish flag around his shoulders and proceeds to eat a ham and vegetable sandwich.
Sounds like my house most nights, so go on.
The only problem is that when he stuffs the thing into his mouth, it can be clearly seen that while the vegetable is green all right, the green in the 100% Irish flag is not green at all, but more of a turquoise colour. You could say I was blue in the face looking at it. Regards, Bob.
Is nothing sacred, Bob. Maybe I'll get that telly checked through. Adjust those rabbit ears. That's it for this week. Remember, email bag at rte.ie for all your notes and queries. And a Ray D'Arcy Show mug will be yours, whatever you like it or not. Well, me I'm off to the Trocadero now with the hothouse flowers. It's the only way they can get into a classy establishment. The scruffy gits. If I get them in, bye.
Woo! Arthur, it's not older you're getting, it's bolder. Bolder by the week. And I absolutely love it. 51551 or ray@rte.ie for your emails. We're going to take a quick break back after this.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.